Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 78 degrees right now in Richland Center under hazy skies. I'm sure you've heard by now smoke in the air right now from fires in both Minnesota and Canada. So we do have an air quality advisory today. The forecast says we're going to hit 88, hot and humid again today, and it is 78 degrees right now. In the news, the quiet morning in the township of Ironton was shattered on Wednesday when a devastating collision claimed the life of a young community member. At 8:51 a.m., emergency responders were called to Highway 58 near Raybuck Road following reports of a severe traffic crash involving a motor vehicle and an Amish buggy. According to the preliminary investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, a 2023 Ford F-350 driven by an 81-year-old man from Viola was traveling northbound when it struck the horse-drawn buggy from behind. The buggy was being operated by a 13-year-old girl from Laval. Despite the fact that the buggy was clearly marked with lights and a slow-moving vehicle placard, and the young operator was wearing a high-visibility reflective vest, the impact caused catastrophic damage to the vehicle. Tragically, the teenage girl was pronounced deceased at the scene by arriving medical personnel. In a small mercy amidst the tragedy, the horse pulling the buggy appeared to be uninjured. The driver of the truck remained at the site of the crash and is reportedly cooperating fully with law enforcement as detectives work to understand the circumstances surrounding the incident. The highway remained closed for several hours as the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, assisted by Cazenovia Fire, Cazenovia EMS, and the Sauk County Highway Department, conducted a thorough investigation of the scene. While the names of those involved are currently being withheld, the investigation remains ongoing. The City of Richland Center has scheduled its monthly large item pickup and yard waste collection to begin Monday, July 20th. For the large item pickup, residents are advised to have all eligible materials at the curb by 6 a.m. Republic Services crews will conduct a citywide sweep, but because this is not a multi-pass service, they will not return to any area once the initial collection is complete. Each address is limited to 5 items, and every item must weigh less than 50 pounds and be manageable by a single person. Certain materials are strictly prohibited, including tires, hazardous waste, construction debris, yard waste, and appliances containing Freon. If residents have oversized items or more than the allowed limit, they must contact Republic Services directly to arrange for a private pickup at their own expense or transport the materials to the facility located in Boscobel. Simultaneously, the city's monthly yard waste collection will also commence on the morning of July 20th. Yard waste, which includes leaves, garden waste, branches, and brush, must be placed at the curb by 7 a.m. To ensure collection, brush and limbs must be no longer than 6 feet and no wider than 6 inches in diameter, stacked in manageable piles with the butts facing the curb. While the city will collect leaves and grass clippings, they must be placed in open containers or biodegradable bags, as items in plastic bags will be left behind. City crews will empty containers and return them to the curb for the residents. It is important to note that lumber, concrete, rocks, soil, sod, and other landscaping materials do not qualify as yard waste and will not be removed. To assist in keeping the community clean and safe, the city asks that residents ensure no vehicles are parked in a way that blocks access to items scheduled for pickup. In a joint meeting held in the City Council chambers in Richland Center Wednesday evening, the Richland Center City Council and Utility Commission gathered to consider a significant proposal regarding the community's future energy stability. Mike Peters, representing WPPI Energy, delivered a presentation outlining a request for member utilities to extend their wholesale power agreement by an additional 18 years, pushing the commitment well beyond the current 2055 expiration date. The proposal received strong local support, with the Utility Commission providing a unanimous recommendation for the extension. Following this lead, the City Council also granted unanimous approval for the contract, with alderpersons Rachel Schultz and Brad Wegner not in attendance. This decision ensures that Richland Center remains a part of the WPPI collaborative, maintaining local control and reliable service for the coming decades. The primary driver for this extension is the need for long-term planning and financial stability. As a low-cost leader among regional utilities, WPPI Energy requires a longer time frame to support the typical 30-year financing necessary for major generation resources and transmission investments. With future energy needs already becoming visible, the current 2055 deadline was deemed too short to manage the significant capital projects required to maintain competitive electric rates and a diverse power supply. This commitment allows WPPI to continue its track record of providing highly competitive rates through strategic investments, such as its ownership stake in the American Transmission Company. The approval process for other member communities is currently underway, with a target for all member approvals set for late 2026. The entire process is expected to reach its final deadline by February 2027, securing a stable energy future for all participating municipalities. The Richland Center Public Works Committee is scheduled to meet Thursday, July 16th at 5:30 p.m. in the Municipal Building in the Council Chambers to discuss key operational and community enhancements. A primary item on the agenda is the approval of a new airport fuel pricing resolution and an accompanying standard operating procedure for the Richland Center Municipal Airport. This policy aims to ensure the financial sustainability of the fuel farm by implementing a pricing model that adds a $1 markup to the replacement cost of fuel, while providing clear guidelines for inventory management and regulatory compliance. Additionally, the committee will evaluate a naming proposal from the Richland County Right to Life LLC. This request involves the installation of a commemorative bench in the Baby Heaven section of the Richland Center Cemetery, intended to serve as a space for comfort and reflection. The organization has offered to fully fund the purchase and installation of the bench, and the committee will assess whether the proposal aligns with current city naming and branding policies. The transition of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society is progressing positively, marked by successful cat adoptions and significant improvements in shelter conditions. Animals remaining in the shelter are benefiting from cleaner living spaces and increased interaction with dedicated visitors. As this transition continues, the Board of Directors remains engaged in ongoing discussions focused on the long-term welfare of the animals and the strategic future of the organization. To further these goals, the board has scheduled an official special meeting for August 5th at 6 p.m. This gathering serves a dual purpose: to communicate the organization's strategic direction to the public and to solicit vital community input. The board is eager to hear diverse perspectives on what constitutes a responsible approach to caring for stray, unwanted, or abandoned cats and dogs within the Richland County area. Community members interested in attending are encouraged to RSVP through the organization's new website, OkoochMountainHumaneSociety.org. It is important for stakeholders to distinguish this official board-led meeting from a separate gathering that has been called for July 20th. While the July 20th meeting agenda suggests that votes will be taken to change the organization's direction, it is a technical but critical distinction that, under Wisconsin statutes, such votes are merely advisory rather than binding. The August 5th meeting remains the official forum for organizational planning.